Anything I talk about today is going to be joint work with Tyler Lawson. So, is this bottom on this? Oh, I see. Oh, maybe I don't see. So, in one process that's become a popular thing to do in stable homotopy theory is to start with a formal group, a one-dimensional commutative formal group, G, and try and produce from it a cohomology theory, a complex orientable cohomology theory, E, having the property that the formal group associated to E is isomorphic to the formal group you started with. And the reason why this is an interesting thing to do is if G is, say, a height n formal group, then the resulting cohomology theory is supposed to detect Vn periodic homotopy. Maybe more in the vein of this workshop, a related thing to do is to start with a moduli space of, say, group schemes, and somehow, let's call the moduli space M, and extract from that a formal group over that moduli space, and then somehow extract from this a sheaf of cohomology theories. So, for instance, if you take the moduli space of multiplicative groups, this process will extract some corresponding formal group that has height 1, and the global sections of the corresponding sheaf will be a real K-theory. Or if you start with, say, the moduli space of elliptic curves, you can extract from that by taking the formal completion around the identity a formal group, one-dimensional. It will have height 1 or 2, and the resulting sheaf of cohomology theories will have global sections, TMF, topological modular forms. And this thing detects V1 periodicity, and this thing detects V2 periodicity. Now, what we'd like to do, it's hard to move. What we'd like to do, goal, is to generalize this to higher heights or higher, to Vn periodicity. To higher heights. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to start with a modular space. M will be some Shimura variety of type U1 n-1, and I'll explain what this is the moduli of in a moment. We're going to extract from this some formal groups. These guys will have height ranging from 1 and n, and then extract from this some kind of cohomology theory, which We'll call topological automorphic forms because it will have the same relationship to certain spaces of automorphic forms that TMF has with modular forms. This guy will be VN periodic. Okay. Now, this idea is in no way really original to us. We just tried to carry out some of the details and form what we think are some interesting constructions that I want to tell you about. But in fact, this whole project started with at least for me with a talk that Paul Gorse gave here a couple of years ago in a conference in honor of Jack Morava, where he suggested something like this could happen.
For historical purposes, I want to say that this came from Ben Mann, who wanted to give money to topology to support the Langmuir program. And he asked me if the Langmuir program had anything to do with topological modular forms. And I read this Bourbaki paper of Carayol, which is where this all started.
So it all comes down to money. All right. So, well, let me describe for you. Now, but I want to tell you about another goal as well. So the main thing I want to talk about is a certain construction that I think is interesting. So let me first say, you know, when you have KO and when you have TMF, what can you do with them? Well, I mean, there's many different perspectives on what you do with exotic cohomology theories. But one thing you can do is to try and detect, detect elements in the stable stems, or you know, have cohomology theories that detect homotopical information. And well, for instance, with KO, you can build a gadget called the J spectrum. So if you take P complete KO and take the fiber of take the homotopy equalizer of these two maps, this Adams operation psi to the L and 1, and this is the J spectrum, and here I'm going to choose L, such that the multiples of L are dense inside of the group ZP cross mod plus or minus 1. And this J theory spectrum, well, it's useful for many reasons, but one of the intriguing things about it is that it emits a map from the K1 local sphere. And, well, the K1 local sphere, I mean, the KM local sphere in general, by work of Debnitz and Hopkins, can be viewed as a homotopy fixed point spectrum. Here, this is the first Morava stabilizer group. And this J theory spectrum, I could rewrite this as being E1. Here, E1 is the first Morava E theory, which in this case is just P complete KU. And what we're doing over here is we're secretly taking the homotopy fixed points with respect to the group plus or minus L to the Z, where we're viewing plus or minus L to the Z as being a dense subgroup of the first Morava stabilizer group, which is ZP cross. And this is a good map in the sense that Adams and Baird and Ravenel proved that this map is an equivalence. So it gives us a short resolution in terms of nice cohomology theories of the K1 local sphere. Gorse, Helmholtz, and Raff produced a short resolution of the K2 local sphere at the prime 3, and motivated by that, I studied a spectrum QL with the totalization of a co-simplicial infinity ring spectrum. Looks like this. And, right, so here, there's a, and here there's a map from the let's assume that L has been chosen again to be dense inside ZP cross. Let's even assume that P is greater than 2, because something slightly different happens at the prime 2. Then there's a map from the K2 local sphere to the K2 localization of this guy. This guy by Devonitz and Hopkins is E2HS2. I'm going to have to do some kind of Galois homotopy fixed points to this guy. And this guy turns out to be second Morava E theory and homotopy fixed points with respect to a discrete infinite group gamma L. And this gamma L, this gamma L can be viewed as a subgroup of the profinite group, the second Morava stabilizer group, and a theorem due to myself and Lawson, and recently given a slicker proof by Nico Naumann, is that this subgroup is dense when L is chosen appropriately and P is odd. So then looking at the board above, this seems to suggest that that we're in good shape here, that this is somehow a nice approximation to this thing. However, this map is not an equivalence. Rather, following couple of results that say something decent, sort of somewhat conjectural in places. So theorem class conjecture, depending on the prime and the L, is that if you take the K2 local sphere and map it to this, then the homotopy fiber of this map is the K2 local Spanier-Whitehead dual of this spectrum QL. So the K2 local sphere is built up out of two of these gadgets. And then something else I'll call a pre-theorem, because it needs to be properly written up, is if you take this density result, you can do some manipulations to deduce that the map from the K2 local sphere to this QL is injective on the Adams-Novikov spectral sequence 2 line. So in other words, this uses denseness. So this QL spectrum detects the divided beta family, the beta I over J K, the second Greek letter elements. So this tells us if we measure the worth of our spectra by the homotopy elements that they detect, then this is a worthy spectrum. Okay, so our second goal two, this is goal one. Our second goal is to generalize this Q spectrum to higher heights. Okay.
So does that mean you're replacing TMF by TAF, and the construction, the simplicial resolution that you...
Well, so I'm actually going to give a different construction for the spectrum, then it'll be a theorem that it's the totalization. It'll end up being the totalization of a cosimplicial, semi-cosimplicial E infinity ring spectrum of length n. But it will also admit this other alternative description with respect to some subgroups of the infinite subgroups of the Morava stabilizer group, And the subject of when these are dense will be talked about in Nico Naumann's talk. Okay. So that's goal two. So what is this Shamor variety? I talk about it in a slightly simplified manner, omitting certain details to speed the exposition. So, right, we need some initial data. So let's let F over Q be a quadratic imaginary extension. And I want to choose this extension such that the prime P, this will be the prime I'm interested in. Unlike TMF, we can't work globally. We have to work locally at a prime. I want the prime P to split as UU bar in F. I'm also going to fix V. V is going to be an F vector space of dimension N. And I want to give V an alternating pairing taking values in Q. And let's let U be the algebraic group over Q of isometries of this pairing. F linear isometries. Okay. And I'm going to insist that the real points turn out to be isomorphic to some unitary group, and I want it to be the unitary group of type U1N-1. This is why it's called a Shamor variety of type U1N-1. And I'm going to fix K. K is going to be a compact open subgroup of certain adelic points of this group, where I feed it the finite adels away from the prime P. So that's the group of isometries of the Hermitian form that has like 1 minus 1 minus 1 minus 1. So 1 1 and minus a bunch of n. It just means that when you interchange the factors you get a minus sign. Yeah, it will be non-degenerate. Yeah, I'm omitting a lot of hypotheses on these gadgets. I mean, it also has to handle the F linearity of V in a suitable way. And alrighty. Okay. And this AP infinity, I mean, that's the product of the ZLs for L not equal to P tensor Q. All right. Associated with this data is a so-called Shamor variety. And I'm going to put the K here because the K is eventually going to vary. So the Shamor variety is a Deline-Mumford stack and I'm going to tell you what this stack is by telling you what its R points are. This is going to be something that lives over spoof ZP. And so I'm going to tell you what this thing is by telling you what its R points are for a complete, a P complete ring R. When it picks R, some P complete ring, then the shook K R points. Let me just assume that associated formal scheme is connected, and I'm going to pick some geometric point. It'll come in handy later. So whatever this thing is, it's a stack. So its R points are going to be some groupoid. A groupoid will have objects that are tuples. Let me tell you what those tuples are, and it will have morphisms, which will be prime to P isogenies of these tuples. So, what are these tuples? A is an abelian scheme of dimension n over R. I will be an inclusion of rings from the P localization of the ring of integers of F to the P localization of the endomorphisms of A. In other words, I is complex multiplication. A way for this ring of integers and the complex numbers to act on the abelian variety A through endomorphisms. Lambda, it will be a polarization, that is, a certain type of isogeny from A to its dual abelian variety, P prime to P isogeny. It's a polarization. And this eta will be a level structure on the fiber of A over that geometric point that I chose up there. Now, to tell you what a level structure is, so let me do that. So what's a level structure? Well, what you do is first define the L-adic tape module of AS. This is the inverse limit over K of the L to the K torsion points sitting in the L to the K torsion points in this fiber. Well, abstractly, A is a n-dimensional abelian variety. That means it feels something like a torus of rank 2n. So you'd expect this group to be look like ZL to the 2n, and indeed it does. And we'll say that VLAS will be what you get when you take TLAS and you tensor it with Q. Well, now, A has this action via, it has this complex multiplication that induces an F linear action on this VLAS, and this thing as an FL vector space is isomorphic to FL to the N. Right. Now, our polarization lambda induces a lambda-V pairing is a map from VLAS, VLAS to QL, and this is alternating. And let's define VP AS to be the product. It's kind of an idyllic-like construction of the TL AS's tensor Q, but I omit the prime P. And similarly, we'll define VP. Remember, V is this initial data. It's this F vector space of dimension N. You see this V and this alternating pairing are going to be models, global models, for the L-attic tape modules and these V pairings at those various places. So this VP is V tensor AP infinity. Okay? Then what's a level structure? A level structure is a map eta from VP together with our fixed pairing that we started with to my VPAS with its associated V pairing. And this is an F-linear isometry. That's what a level structure is. Now, the set of level structures has an action by the group of idyllic points of this unitary group U. Why? This unitary group is the group of isometries of V and that pairing. So then I can precompose a level structure with one of these isometries, and I get a new level structure. This eta k is a k orbit of level structures. All right. So just stepping back a moment, we have this collection of data, ai lambda eta, And what is it? It's a polarized abelian variety with complex multiplication and K-level structure. Okay? However, I need to impose one more restriction on my abelian variety with complex multiplication. So, very important condition that I'm going to place on them. Say subject to, very important condition. And the very important condition is, well, if I take OF, the complex multiplication induces a map from the P completion to the endomorphism ring of the formal group. See, this is P complete, so the complex multiplication will factor through the P completion. This is a height N, or dimension N, formal group. And, however, we insisted that the prime P split as UU bar. So, this ring splits, this completion splits as a product of OFU and OFU bar. And the idempotents in here act as idempotents on the formal group A hat. So that induces a splitting of the formal group A hat as A hat U plus A hat U bar. We are going to insist that A hat U is one-dimensional, and A hat U bar will then necessarily be N minus one-dimensional. that's what this Shimoever idea is. Moduli of these tuples satisfying this condition. Well, initially we wanted to have some moduli spaces of abelian varieties that gave us a family of one-dimensional formal groups, and here we naturally have associated to any one of these R points a canonical one-dimensional formal group. So now, it's just a matter of producing the associated sheaf of cohomology theories. Now, we didn't do anything like this. We just used a result of Jacob Lurie's. So, Jacob Lurie specifies a kind of generalization of the Hopkins-Miller theorem that starts with p-divisible groups that satisfy certain conditions and gives rise to cohomology theories. So when we take this setup and plug it into Jacob Lurie's technology, this gives rise to, we get a sheaf over the atoll site of this Deligne-Mumford stack. It's a sheaf of E-infinity ring spectra. The sheaf of the infinity ring spectra has the following property, that if I take, say if I take spliff R, some atoll formal affine open, then this is going to classify one of these tuples over R. That's what the moduli space is a classifying space for these tuples. Then associated to this is a cohomology theory, ER, and let me tell you some things about this cohomology theory. Let me call it E. It's the analog of an elliptic spectrum, but for this tuple of data. So E satisfies that it's even periodic, or I'll say weakly even periodic. It means that its homotopy groups are concentrated in even degrees, but it's not even periodic. It's not the case that pi 2 is a rank 1. I mean, it's not that it's free of rank 1, but rather pi 2 of E is invertible. There's a pi 0 E module. It has, but being even, you know, being concentrated even degrees, in particular, it's complex orientable. And let me say that pi 0 of this guy is isomorphic to our ring R. And the formal group associated to this complex orientable cohomology theory is isomorphic to the one-dimensional formal group given by that tuple of data. If you take the global sections of this thing, this is the thing we're calling PAF. This spectrum of topological automorphic forms is an E-infinity ring spectrum. There's a descent spectral sequence that computes the homotopy groups of these global sections in terms of the sheaf cohomology of this Shimura variety. The cohomology of a coherent sheaf. There's a spectral sequence similar to the TMF spectral sequence that converges to the pi 2t minus s of this TAF. The H naught in here is some space, a certain space of integral, P integral, holomorphic automorphic forms. For the group U. And so this is our reason for calling it topological automorphic forms. Unlike modular forms, we have no idea what these rings of modular automorphic forms look like. The complex points. Oh, I can. Yeah. Okay. We don't know how to compute this E2 term, so we don't know how to compute the homotopy groups of these spectra. So the next best thing we can do is try and compute the homotopy type of its KM localization, and that we can do. Oh, the T goes through all integers. Okay. However, the H naught will only have things for positive. Okay. So, So let's see here. Here's a theorem. Well, let me first. So instead of doing these, instead of computing the homotopy groups of this thing, we're going to instead try and compute the KM local homotopy type. That will tell us something. That's a computation we can do. So let's notice that the Shimura variety is stratified by the height of that group A hat U. Equals I of A hat U. And the dimension of these strata is N minus I. In particular, the dimension of the height N locus is 0. First theorem. Similar to something that happens for TMF. If you take the KN localization of this spectrum TAF, this is equivalent to a product over points AI lambda eta in SH K FP bar. In the height n locus, the FP bar point is the height n locus of, you take nth Morava E theory and take homotopy fixed points with respect to the automorphism groups of these guys. These automorphism groups are finite. The Lean-Mumford stack. These are finite subgroups. Of the nth Morava stabilizer group. And then you have to apply some Galois descent from FP bar to FP. And here, this index set is finite and, more importantly, non-empty. Yeah, they're isomorphism classes, yeah. I'll say. Now, this theorem says, basically, the slogan here is that TAFK KN is a product of, I'll say, EONs. But I'm not asserting that these automorphism groups are maximal finite subgroups of the Morava stabilizer group. These automorphism groups are very, it's very realistic to analyze these automorphism groups. It's related to number theoretic problems of division algebras, but we have not done investigations past chromatic level 1. I think there's a lot to do here, a lot to explore. I'd like to encourage people in the audience to try and understand some of these things, because I think that there is a lot to do here. Right. Okay, that's the KN local homotopy type of this TIF, but in particular, this implies that these guys are VN periodic. They're VN periodic cohomology theories. All right. Now we need to tell you about the analog of the spectrum Q. So let's start going to goal 2. Well, let's write K. I'm first going to fix S will be a set of primes. Set of finite primes. And let K, I'm going to write K. Remember, K is a subgroup of these adelic points. It's a compact open subgroup of this gadget. And I can write it in terms of a subgroup of the adels away from P and S, the finite adels away from P and S, and the part that lives in the adels at S. Okay? Now, what I want to do is I want to fix KS, K upper S, and vary K lower S. So it's the product of these two things. So this guy sits inside the product of, in some kind of restricted product. Then we'll define VK upper S to be the colimit as we vary the K lower S these compact open subgroups of UAS of the TAF KS KS. Now, by changing level structures, I get cohomology operations from between these different TAF KSs, and so the result is by its action on the set of level structures, I get an induced action on this colimit of the group of AF points of this unitary group. They act by changing level structures. This action makes this guy a smooth UAS spectrum, something where the action has compact open stabilizers. And then I can take in this the model category of such spectra, I can take the derived functors of fixed points. And I'm going to define QKS to be the homotopy fixed points of this group. Let me remark that if I didn't take homotopy fixed points with respect to the whole group, but just took homotopy groups with respect to some compact open subgroup, then I would recover the spectrum TAF KS KS. So this V is some kind of, it includes all of these guys. It's some kind of topological analog of an automorphic representation or something. Whatever it is, we can prove the following things about it. I already had a theorem one. Theorem two is, so I said before, this thing has a co-simplicial decomposition. Let me make it explicit. Let me do things in the other way around. I'm going to first identify the KM local homotopy type, and then I'm going to give an analog of this co-simplicial thing. Does this talk end at 10:30 or 10:20? 10:30, okay. So, theorem two says the following thing. It says that if I take this Q, K, S, and KM localize it, then it is also equivalent to a product of fixed points of Morava E theories. The finite product with respect to certain subgroups, these are infinite discrete groups, these gamma sub S's. And here, the gamma S naturally lives inside of this profinite group. And a question that one can ask is, when is this dense? This is a question that's going to be addressed in Nico Naumann's talk. He's had some great success answering this question in certain cases. The reason why that's an interesting question is that, much like before, there's a map from the KM local sphere to the KM localization of this Q spectrum. And again, Devonitz and Hopkins say that this thing is ENHSN. It's the homotopy fixed points of this Morava E theory. And this guy, we just said, was a product of homotopy fixed points with respect to these potentially dense subgroups. So this should have at least give some moral support as to how this KN localized spectrum has a chance to detect many interesting elements in the homotopy of the KN local sphere in the VN periodic stable homotopy groups of spheres. So another question you can ask is, what does this map detect in homotopy? A third question you can ask, which I have no idea as to what the answer is, or only vague ideas, is, does the KM local sphere admit a finite decomposition in terms of finitely many of these Q spectra? In particular, you might ask the question, does this thing have a shot at detecting the Adams-Novikov N-line? That is, can it detect the nth Greek letter elements? Well, we don't know. But we can offer the following other theorem. Well, maybe I should, let me just mention something as an aside. So here's another question. Does this QKS detect the Adams-Novikov N-line for suitable S? Again, we're not sure, but I will say the following thing, that, surely it's not true for any dense subgroup. It can't be true for any dense subgroup. It has to have high enough cohomological dimension. But let me just say that if gamma is some dense subgroup of the Morava stabilizer group, then, either sides of this map have a chromatic spectral sequence. You get a map of chromatic spectral sequences, the zero line of the chromatic spectral sequence looks something like the invariance of this action on pi star of En mod P infinity V1 infinity mod Vn minus 1 infinity. And then you have an induced map to H naught of gamma with the same coefficients. And it's in these invariants that you get these elaborate patterns of divided Greek letter elements. You get these divided Greek letter pattern. And just merely knowing that this gamma is dense tells you that this is an isomorphism on H naught, because H naught is the invariant. And the invariants taken with respect to a dense subgroup are the same thing as the invariants taken with respect to the whole group. So that tells us, at least in the chromatic spectral sequence for this gadget, you have the same elaborate family of divided Greek letter elements. Now, let me get to the co-simplicial decomposition. Here's theorem 3. Let's fix S to just be 1 prime, just for simplicity. We could do something more elaborate with many primes if we were so inclined. Let's let B be the... This is a simplicial complex. This is a building for the unitary group QL. And the theorem says that there is an equivalence, a co-simplicial decomposition of this Q spectrum as the totalization of a semi-co-simplicial E infinity ring spectrum . Now let me describe that spectrum. The S space of the spectrum is a product over all of... Okay, so the building, what's the building? The building is some kind of, you know, contractible simplicial complex on which the group UQL acts. So I take the orbits, the UQL orbits of the S simplices, and then I take these TAF spectra, KS, or... You know, I do the K, but then I omit the ELF component, and in the ELF component, I place the stabilizer of the orbit of simplices sigma, and so that's this co-simplicial gadget. In particular, if L splits in F, then this QL points of this unitary group turn out to be nothing more than isomorphic to the general linear group, GLNQL. Well, in this case, it's very easy to describe the building for GLN. In particular, it's of dimension N. So what that tells us is it tells us the length of this semi-cosimplicial resolution of QL is equal to this dimension, it's N, which means that there is a chance that this thing could detect elements of the Adams-Novikov N-line. There's a chance for detecting the N-line. Alternative way of thinking about it is what it's saying is it's saying that this group gamma over here has virtual cohomological dimension equal to N. And, well, the moral of the stabilizer group has virtual cohomological dimension N squared. So And that's enough to tell you that you're never going to expect this map to be an equivalence or anything like that. But just being cohomological dimension n says that this has a shot at detecting the n line. Let me mention a couple of more things that I'd like to see investigated. Or maybe I'll just outline one more thing, since I have time. So I just told you, I tried to simplify things by talking about complex multiplication with respect to a field F, but in fact you can use a division algebra B. So you can replace F with B. This is a central simple division algebra. F, and it has F dimension n squared. Then if you work with abelian varieties of dimension n squared and do everything just like I said before, but replace B, F with B, then everything that I said also goes through, and this is the context studied by Harris and Taylor in their proof of the local Langlands correspondence. It's the usual one. Yes, you fix, you have to have certain properties. But yeah, this is the usual B. This is the thing they call B. And the reason why this is a nice thing to do is then before these Shimura varieties weren't compact, they're much like the moduli space of elliptic curves. You have to do some kind of compactification procedure. And by the way, we know nothing about how to compactify this situation for these non-compact Shimura varieties. But when you do this division algebra thing, then these guys are automatically start life as being compact. As such, the homotopy groups of this TAF are going to look something like Serre duality. You're going to have positive homotopy groups, some gap, and then some negative homotopy groups. So you can then do the same trick you did with TMF and just take a brutal connective cover and get connective versions. Of these spectra. Now, there's many natural questions you could ask of these connective versions. Like, for instance, one question you could ask is, are these type NFP spectra? Is there cohomology, is there mod P cohomology finitely generated over the Steen, or finitely presented over the Steenrod algebra? These kinds of spectra were studied by Mohold and Resk. They have some very interesting things to say about these. In particular, they satisfy, or they appear to satisfy some, conjecturally satisfy some telescope conjecture. And maybe one more thing I should say that is kind of interesting is that, you have these connective, you have these connective guys. Well, you can build this Q spectrum the same way. And so I think another interesting thing to investigate are these connective Q spectra. Understand their theoretical properties. Even in the context of chromatic level 2, I know Mark Mohold and Charles Resk have been investigating for a while now how to understand connective versions of this resolution of the K2 local sphere. And yet, if you're working in this compact setting, it seems to be handed to you on a plate. What can you do with it now? I don't know. Anyway, I'll end here.
Questions?
Yeah?
Maybe I missed something, but where's the proof that this abelian variety that you got has formal height n?
Oh, so it doesn't. The A hat sub U, the one-dimensional formal group that you get, attains heights 1 through N. And so the key point is that at some point when I identified the KM Oklahoma Toppy type, I indicated that the height and locus was non-empty. And so that's that is a lot of work. Yeah. But it's actually something that has been done. I mean, it's sort of non-original either in terms of, versions of this have been, in Harrison Taylor's book, they end up proving this in some later chapter for their particular class of Shimura varieties. It ends up being some Galois cohomology computations.
Harrison Taylor proved
something? Yeah, in the division algebra context.
When you have the KS up on the board, you made this remark that this was something like some topological analog of an automorphic representation.
Mm-hmm.
And Harrison Taylor then leads you to believe that an automorphic representation is, the atal realization that in some sense or other, because they get it on the atal cohomology.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you do?
Maybe I should mention one difference here. We're looking at coherent cohomology, whereas they're looking at atal cohomology. So we're looking at H naught, whereas they're looking at, say, HN minus 1. Now, I'm led to understand that there's some kind of analog of the Eichler-Shimura correspondence that somehow embeds the coherent thing and the atal thing. I don't understand it.
Does that mean that there should be some way of extracting p-adic automorphic representation from this?
I mean, part of my problem is that I'm very much an outsider when it comes to this understanding, what number theorists or representation theorists do or mean by automorphic representations. But I will say the following thing. Given just algebraically, if you take the co-limit of the sections of these sheaves, as you let the K go down, it seems to me as if that's sort of where you get automorphic representations.
Yeah,